Legislature to order, and I would like the clerk to please call the roll.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Present.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hanna.
Here.
Mr. Horton.
Here.
Mr. Cool.
Here.
Mrs. Blando.
Here.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Here.
Mrs. Lozo.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Pelham.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Present.
Mr. Shue.
Here.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Here.
Mr. Tobia.
Here.
Mr. Thu.
Here.
Mr. Van Castle. Mr. Van Otten.
Here.
You. I would like to have Legislator Thu please do the invocation, and afterwards, Legislator Cool, please do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Father God, we come before you. We just thank you for all the blessings you give us. We just thank you that we're healthy enough today to come here, and we just pray that you give us wisdom and understanding as we represent every individual in this county. We just pray that you give divine protection to all of our military members and all of our service members. You say, amen.
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 The United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes. Oh, we're going to do the memoriam first for Watson Walden.
The death of our former colleague, Watson L. Walden, who passed away on December 9, 2024, is acknowledged by this legislature with deep sadness. Born in 1925, Watson was the son of Watson and Eva Richmond Walden. Upon graduation from Greenwood Central School, Watson worked 16 years as a clerk with the Erie Railroad Accounting Office. In the following 33 years, he was the business manager for the Carl Medical Group in Hornell. An active Republican, Watson served many years as chairman of the Hornell Republican Club and was a committeeman and chairman of the Republican City Committee. Enjoying a rugged, honest campaign and never losing an election, he served on the Steuben County Board of Supervisors from 1970 through 1979, representing the residents of the city of Hornell, and returned as a county legislator from 1988 to 1993, representing the residents of District 7, consisting of the towns of Fremont, Howard, Avoca, and Wheeler. During his tenure on the legislature, he served as the vice chair of the Health and Education Committee, vice chair of the Administration Committee, and as a member of the Finance Committee. In 1993, Watson married Elaine Allen Ogden, retiring as a county legislator and moving out of state until their return to Hornell in 2009. Watson will be remembered for his dedication and contributions to the citizens of the county and his community. The members of the Steuben County Legislature respectfully move that this memoriam be spread upon the minutes of this meeting, and the clerk of the legislature shall forward a copy of this memoriam to Watson's wife, Elaine, as an expression of the sympathy felt by this legislature on the passing of her loved one.
Thank you. Certificates of appreciation.
Darlene Smith. Yeah, but she also gets a phone. No, because we didn't know till last week.
That's how you were going to do it. Well, on behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to thank you for your 10 years of service and congratulate you on your retirement. And Darlene, your clock has been ordered. Thank you so much.
We also had one bashful employee, Sean Mills of the 911 department, reached his 10 years of service this month.
All right, let's move on to comments by members of the public. Mr. Wells, you have the floor and you know the drill.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning. Morning.
There has been a systematic political failure in the past to protect citizens by all levels of government, to include federal, state, and their representative agencies, the EPA and the DEC. on down to local levels of government from county, municipal, and town. The excuses for more study is needed, and dilution is the solution is long past, and it's in its usefulness for politicians to hide from the truth that wastewater treatment plant sewage sludge, as it has been land applied for 45 years, is too toxic to be used as beneficial soil amendment. So what is so difficult about the fact that one should not grow food on toxic substances? The town boards of Thurston and Cameron have understood the threat and the economic implications for allowing any further spreading of toxic-laden sewage sludges. On behalf of your already impacted citizens, I am pleading with you as a responsible governing legislature to support the towns of Thurston and Cameron, who are bravely attempting to protect their constituents from expansion of toxic sludge importation. Collectively, you can be champions for the people's health by giving unanimous approval to Cameron's proposed law, effectively banning further expansion of wastewater treatment plant sludge use in our town, destined to increase the forever chemical exposure to children, pets, and livestock. When you are presented with the law for review, I respectfully request an individualized roll call vote so that the people of Steuben County may applaud those legislators who are working for the health interests of the people as a priority function for their office. You may have been late to the party, but that does not mean you can't be a hit. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we'll have the clerk read the notice of public hearing.
Notice is hereby given that the Steuben County Legislature will hold a public hearing in the Legislative Chambers, Bath, New York, on the 27th day of January, 2025, upon County of Steuben Local Law tentatively number 5 for the year 2024, authorizing the County of Steuben to lease real property for county purposes for terms not exceeding 30 years. All persons are invited to attend and be heard.
Are there any members of the public here that would like to comment on this public, on this local law? Seeing none, then I'll declare the public hearing closed. Now we'll move on to adoption of the minutes of the previous meeting. Can I have a motion, please?
I'll move it.
Second. Are there any questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Are there any reports of standing committees? Reports of special committees? Reports of county officers? Judy?
Well, good morning. I wanted to share with you briefly that today we are having a soft opening, I'll call it, of the DMV offices in all three locations, Bath, Corning, and Hornell, for 5 days a week. It's been a long haul. We still are not where we need to be with the staffing. This is a little bit slower time of year. A number of reasons that we're trying this. People are still showing up at all three offices on the days off in spite of our announcements. So I'm certain that we'll be busy there. We're still short about three people. The test for this motor vehicle clerk was given the end of October. We still haven't received the results. I'm hoping by maybe March, end of February or March, that we will receive these. So this is almost the 1st of February, and I thought we could at least try to open for the month of February and into March, and hopefully by then we'll be able to be staffing it with additional staff. It's not perfect. We've had a lot of complaints about the offices being closed on certain days, and I'm almost at this point, well, not almost, I'm at the point where I think people are at the point now where they feel they'd rather stand in line if they have to wait a few minutes rather than make a trip to Bath or to Hornell or to Corning on our days that are off. So I'm hoping we aren't inundated this week. As I said, if we have staff that get sick or are on vacation or, you know, something, emergencies arise, we're going to be short, and it'll be difficult, but I thought at least we'll try it now.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any announcements? All right, let's start with Mr. Horton.
I'd just like to know, am I allowed to ask a question there?
I
just wondered why it takes so long to get the results for the test.
New York State.
All depends on the state. State civil service has really dwindled in how many people they have employed.
Okay.
So, yeah,
just
it's
curious.
That's nothing
for everybody involved.
Nothing Nate or our locals control.
I didn't figure they'd like to hire him yesterday.
Yep.
Legislator Lando.
So you all got an email, I think, about this, but I just wanted to publicly announce that Steuben County Land Bank has been awarded $1,950,000. And I want to thank Chris for all his hard work in Harbor Housing for us to get this grant, because we can do a lot of good with this. There's a lot of money. We already have a lot of it planned, but not all of it.
Thank you very much. Very Mr. Van Etten,
did that's
you?
Exactly what I was going
to say. Oh, see, alphabetically.
I didn't know if it's a standing or a special committee. So
read again. Write it down.
Two on the board.
All right. Anyone else? All right. Let's move into the general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, receiving and accepting the January 27th, 2025 communications log is prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second, Veritella.
Any questions?
I just wanted to make a comment if I could.
Yes, please.
As it's stated in the communications log, congratulations to the village of Hammondsport for being placed on the National Register for Historic Places. Mm-hmm. And also the Corning, St. Vincent de Paul's Church is currently on the list to be promoted to the Register of the Historic Places. So congratulations to both of those communities.
Yes, thank you so much for pointing that out. And we do live in a wonderful area with a lot of historic locations and buildings, and we should be very proud of that. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, adopting local law tentatively number 5 for the year 2024, authorizing the County of Steuben to lease real property for county purposes for terms not exceeding 30 years.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Veritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 2 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, authorizing the sale of a 0.359-acre parcel in the village of Bath to the Bath American Legion.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Faritella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 3 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Introduced by Mr. Horton, designating Excellus, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and United Healthcare, along with other New York State licensed health insurance companies, as in-network providers for the purpose of EMS billing.
Second, Potter.
Mr. Thu.
So we were having problems with people getting billed out of network. Was that what's going on there?
We are pretty new to the starting the billing process, going through Medicaid, Medicare applications. Quick claims, whatever the name of that, our vendor essentially has asked. So I'm not aware of people being billed out of network. We're just getting to the point where, okay, now a decision had to be made.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, if we can, and network is better. We don't want our employees or whomever being billed out of network.
This isn't for employees. It's for people that use our ambulance service.
Yeah.
It's for clients.
Right. Okay. Yep. All right. That's why I asked. I wasn't sure exactly what was going on. Thanks.
Any other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackman.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle. Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Yes.
Resolution 4 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Etten. Accepting the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation Clean Water State Revolving Fund Grant.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes. Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Etten. Accepting the Fiscal Year 2023 Domestic Terrorism Prevention Grant.
Second, Ferratella.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella. Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 6 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Etten, accepting the Fiscal Year 2024 State Homeland Security Program Grant.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Resolution 7 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Etten. Authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to transfer unused 2024 Public Works funds to the 2025 Public Works budget.
Are we on the right one? Mine says authorizing the rollover of 2024 highway funds.
Apparently the title did not, it's the same resolution. The title didn't get changed on the resolution from the agenda.
So our item is correct and yours?
It is correct.
Okay. Okay. So
it didn't get changed on the agenda, the title. The title was changed on the resolution during proofing and the change just didn't make it to the agenda. Because you're following the agenda and not the resolutions themselves.
Okay, okay, thank you. Sorry.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Swagan.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swagan.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Here's.
Resolution 8 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten, amending the 2024 budget for Consolidated Highway Improvement Program funding.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Sparatella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes. Carries. Resolution 9 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 10?
Introduced by Mr. Hanna and Mr. Van Etten. Appropriating funds to the Steuben County Soil and Water Conservation District for Second, the Stream Bank Stabilization Program.
Second, Nichols.
Are there any questions? Mr. Van Etten.
I would just like to comment that I think it's good that we can do this to help that organization. They make more impact in the county than most organizations with the small amount of money they get. So I'm glad we're going to do this.
Any other comments or questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Sparatella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes. Resolution 10 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Introduced by Mr. Horton, authorizing a memorandum of understanding with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for flood mitigation equipment.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Sparatella. Yes. Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Resolution 11 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing an intermunicipal agreement with the Corning Joint Fire District.
Second.
Are there any comments or questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle. Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Sparatella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 12 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 13?
Introduced by Mr. Hanna. Authorizing an application to the 2024-2025 Federal Transit Administration Formula Grants for Rural Areas Program, Section 5311.
Second. Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Sparatella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Resolution 13 carries. All right.
Madam Chairman, can we take 14 through 23 as one and without the reading?
I'll second that.
All right. We have a motion and a second.
I have a comment on number 16. I would like to abstain on that because I'm on that committee. And then number 17, the ethics board. I was looking at our code and our laws, and it says there's supposed to be 5 members, but this only says 3. So was that amended?
It says 3.
No, it says 5. I've got it right here.
In the code or in the ethics law? Because we actually go by the ethics law. That change might not have carried over to
the law end. Says 5 members.
I believe we changed that. We amended that local law.
Right. So I guess I'd like to table that to figure that out. But it says 5. So
I believe we amended that, but we can withdraw. Is that a motion to withdraw?
Yeah, let's withdraw that one. I'd let me make in the motion on that.
Legislator Landau.
So I have a comment on that as well, because I thought the terms were supposed to be staggered based on the admin code, and now we're appointing them all at the same time. So I'm a little confused about that.
Is that a second to table this yes. one?
Withdraw, I guess.
Withdraw.
Yeah, to the okay. motion.
So we have a motion and a second to withdraw number 17.
I'll copy the law that was enacted, unless there's a more recent ones there, showing that
there
it's
there was an amendment to that local law, because we had a hard time finding five people to serve on that board.
All right, so the motion to table, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so that one, Legislator Kuhl.
Before we combine, I did have a question to our county attorney, Mr. Rizel, regarding the Affirmative Action Committee. Does the creation of this, or not the creation, but the fact that this committee exists, does that come into conflict with any recent Supreme Court findings regarding affirmative action? And would we be creating an issue by populating such a committee and not disbanding it?
I'll find out.
Maybe we should.
I mean, how often do we even, I don't think we've ever met.
No, it's one of those that my understanding, it was a state law requiring the committee. It's there if issues come up.
So is it a withdrawal or a table?
So I'll make a motion to withdraw.
Like that.
What number?
Number 16.
Affirmative action one.
Oh, gotcha.
If I
so could. So we understand more around whether it's so been
we've
necessary
already withdrawn one.
By law.
So you have a motion.
We have a motion and a second. Someone seconded that to withdraw number 16. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried.
And sorry, we was going to go back to I'll send everyone the link, but the most recent version of the Code of Ethics has it as three members.
Three. Yeah, if you could send that to me, thanks. Yep.
Legislator Landau.
So I just have a correction on resolution number 20. Connie Terry, the last name is spelled T-E-R-R-Y, under the Chemical Dependency Subcommittee. And resolution number 21, my district number 2 is not on there. Under us, the Conference Visitors Bureau.
All right, those will be noted and those changes will be made. And so we have, now does someone want to reintroduce the motion to combine the rest and waive the reading?
So
I'll second it and with Hilda's two little minor changes.
With those corrections.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. All right, so now we need a motion for the appointments.
So moved, Hunter.
Second.
Cool.
Any questions or comments? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Phew, that was exhausting. Okay. Other item?
21.
Oh, yes, yes. So we have an executive session for relative to litigation. So a motion to go in executive session, please.
Second.
All right, did I get a motion?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're going into executive session. Thank you.
Just one last.
Okay. So there's a motion to go out of executive session. Mr. Hsu seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We are out of executive session. And Carol, please.
My point is, I think we just need to look into it further because there were just too many issues that surrounded that whole thing.
Yeah, and
I think our bills came last week.
Certainly Larry is aware, and we're going to work with the vendor to the mailing piece, because I told you all, I was just sharing what Larry told me, and it sounds like the vendor batched them, where he told me they were all mailed out on the second, but it sounded like they were batched, because all of a sudden some towns got it, some towns didn't. So we'll get more clarity into that. And then, you know, obviously strive to, it's a compressed timeline that they're working on. And when they receive these budgets, but obviously I'm going to encourage Larry that if there's other retired experienced staff that want to work temporarily to bring them in to help out.
Yeah, I've had constituents concerned that they have such a short window to pay their taxes. So,
Mr. Horton.
Larry gave us a very good explanation of that in committee. And what I've just, would I said it in committee and I'll say it here, the one thing that we can do is he said that there was five towns that didn't turn their budgets in on time, which put him way behind. So what I'd like to ask is when we find out that deadline, that's one thing that we can help by making sure our towns turn in those budgets on time. You know, if that helps him, because they didn't tell us what five towns, but there was five towns that didn't turn them in until December 11th. And that, you know, made him start 2 weeks late. So that's one thing we need to do is call our supervisors and be like, hey, they need this.
And we can notify you after December 1st of
what towns didn't.
A couple days isn't a big deal, but once we get into the 4th, 5th of December.
I just mean, like, we can't help put exemptions in a computer, but we sure as heck can call our towns and be like, hey, where is this?
Mm-hmm.
So state law requires town budgets to be filed with my office by December 5th. And if not, they should be reverting back to the prior year's budget.
Don't we have to turn them into real property sooner than that?
No.
I thought the date on mine was like November.
So for the town do, if it's supposed to be, it's a double thing. So it's supposed to be filed with us within, I believe it's 20 days after it's adopted by the town. Or December 6th or 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like,
so if they wait to pass it until December, then they're going to be turning it in late.
But we had checked the ones that were late and they had all adopted them early in November. So
they just didn't bring them in.
But I'm getting at most towns, I think, are following the procedure.
Right.
They just didn't get it to you. That's one thing. And I'm just going to pick on Fred. If one of his, and I don't know what town.
Let's pick on Fred.
I think it was actually one of yours, Jeff.
Probably did, but if it wasn't
Bradford.
They didn't get a chance to drive here, well, Fred's come here four or five times.
Exactly.
Bring it with
them. Exactly.
You know, if it is one of mine, and now
Jack had legislators.
I'll bring it, you know, and that's something we can do.
Yeah, we've had legislators do that, actually.
Fred.
In response to people saying that the tax bills were two weeks later or whatever, the taxes are always due the same time. And you know about how much they're going to be from the previous year. So it's just a matter of financially planning on those individuals. They need to do that. Mine were 2 weeks late, but I had the money saved to pay them. And I already sent it out. So, you know, it's like I think somebody said in committee, you know, if the phone bill is a week or two late, the date to pay it is still the same. So, you know,
I don't disagree with you. I'm reflecting what I'm hearing.
I know.
You all heard a lot about it. So whatever we can do to avoid hiccups.
It was like the 15th before we got our taxes in Tuscarora.
Yeah, us too. Anything else?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.